Digging up all the lead service lines in America is a project of such massive scale, it's hard to wrap your head around it. Millions of pipes, billions of dollars. Don't even think about the timeline on this thing. But that didn't stop a group of volunteers from rolling up their sleeves and getting their hands dirty, literally. We're talking about plumbers who donated a weekend to helping the people of Flint get the lead out of their homes. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton brings us this story.
Since October, plumbers with United Association Local 370 in Flint have been volunteering to install filters and faucets to get lead out of people's tap water. Last month, on a cold Saturday, the local guys got some help from a small army of more than 300 plumbers driving in from cities across Michigan. They get a rousing Union Pride welcome from Local 370 official Harold Harrington.
We did not cause this American tragedy in Flint, but we certainly can help correct the damage that has been done.
Everyone is paired up and given instructions and a list of addresses. I'm with Jordan Belil and his cousin Tyler. They get their list, grab armloads of donated faucets, filters, and test kits, and head out. Our first stop is the home of Birdie Johnson.
This is a blessing. I really appreciate him.
Like practically every house in Flint, she has cases of bottled water stacked in the kitchen. Johnson says, in a way, it was lucky her water didn't look right 2 years ago. That was when the city switched from Detroit water to Flint River water in order to save money.
I was buying the water before we even realized that they said all the lead was in it because the water was brown. Looked like Kool-Aid.
Jordan Belil finds out Johnson needs a specific kind of faucet that he doesn't have. She'll be put on a list for a follow-up visit. In the meantime, he installs a filter in the laundry room.
But how that light's blinking green?
Mm-hmm.
That tells you that your cartridge is good.
Okay.
It would turn yellow when it's telling you it's getting close to being used up, and would blink red when it's time to change it.
Oh, okay.
Belil reminds Johnson to get her water tested. The next stop is the home of Lois Driscoll.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
This time, the faucet replacement is successful. Driscoll laughs. They're replacing a brand new custom faucet with one exactly like the one she just got rid of. Then she turns serious. She and her family only stopped drinking the water 3 months ago.
We think that if we've been in drinking this water for a couple of years, and that's how long it has existed, that these efforts at this point, you know, it's the damage is almost done.
That may or may not be true for her family. Recent tests appear to show the water in many homes is under the federal action level for lead. But a few homes have so much lead that filters may not work. The plumbers visit 1,100 homes by the end of the day. Local 370 will keep on volunteering. Money, too, is starting to come in, including $58 million from the state of Michigan. Officials with the agencies responsible for causing the problem in the first place now say they're here for the long haul and will not abandon Flint until everything possible has been done to repair the damage. For The Pulse, I'm Tracy Samilton.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.